This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Tuesday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. The Taoiseach says a review of security in hospitals will have to be considered following the death of Matthew Healy at the Mercy Hospital over the weekend. The 89-year-old died after an alleged assault by another patient at the Mercy University Hospital on Sunday. Yesterday, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation led calls on the HSE to prioritise the completion of a full security audit of every Irish hospital. The Nursing Union extended their sympathies to the families at the centre of the tragic incident at the Mercy and called on the HSE to complete a full review of the security measures in place at hospitals around the country. Today, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says a full investigation into the matter will need to be carried out by Gardaí and the hospital itself.
My heart really goes out to the family and the community as well, who I know are suffering terrible grief about what happened. Just weeks after he buried his own wife, it's really tragic. Hospitals should be a safe place, and you go in there to get better. Certainly we'll be talking to the Minister for Health about it and the HSC. I know some groups have called for a review of security in hospitals. We'll have to give that consideration as well. Really, what we need here in particular is a full investigation by the Gardaí and also by the hospital.
There needs to be a better attempt to find out who is buried in the grounds of the former mother and baby home at Besborough. That's according to a Cork City councillor who says a redevelopment of the site cannot go ahead until there's clarity surrounding the 859 children that died there and are possibly buried within the grounds. The City Council refused plans to redevelop the site for residential purposes, which means the plans to build two stepped buildings, which included over 90 residential units and a creche, will not go ahead. The Congregation of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Mary ran the mother and baby home between 1922 and 1998, and two support groups have led opposition to any development at the Blackrock site and are seeking a full investigation of the grounds. Speaking to Red FM News, Cork City Councillor Dan Boyle says the site shouldn't be redeveloped yet.
They want the burial area properly defined. There has been a lot of work in identifying the most likely areas. They obviously want recognition for what happened there to be properly noted by way of memorial and by the site being treated with appropriate sensitivity. And they feel foiled by the developer's failure to take those feelings and sensitivities into account.
The pass rate in a driving test centre in Cork was nearly twice as high as one in Dublin last year. Ballincollig in Cork had a success rate of 75%, the highest in the country. The national average was 53% and the lowest was in a centre in Mulhuddart in Dublin at 38%.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
Starting with Gaelic Games, and Derry Club Glen say it's extremely disappointing that they've been placed in a position to appeal or not the presence of a 16th man by Kilmacrook Crokes in Sunday's All-Ireland Club Football Final. The GAA won't review the incident unless there's an objection. That has to be submitted by tomorrow afternoon. Crokes won the game on the day by 2 points. Former All-Ireland winner with Derry, Joe Brawley, says the association needs to take control of the situation.
It seems to me that the only honourable option is for the GAA to order a replay, and it's most disappointing. To me, I think it's a total act of cowardice, of abdication of their responsibility, to now say today they are not, because they have the power under Rule 644.
MTU Cork are in Sigerson Cup action tonight as they take on ATU Sligo. That's in Clonard and Laois. It's at 7:30. In the Ashburn Cup, it's UCC and Mary Eye. In the Mardyke, that's at 7 p.m. The season's Carabao Cup reaches the semi-final stage tonight. Southampton host Newcastle in the first leg of their tie. Gets underway at 8. Former Leeds boss Marcelo Bielsa and ex-Burnley manager Sean Dyche have been linked with the vacant role at Everton after Frank Lampard was sacked yesterday. Owner Farhad Moshiri will see an 8th manager enter the Goodison Park dugout during his 7-year reign in charge. Everton are second from bottom in the Premier League table. That's the sport with Grandin's Toyota.
The 5 biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.